Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are returning, thank you and welcome back. And if you are new, welcome to your new community, your new home where you get to listen and just be you. So today we are going to talk about the word rest. We are going to talk about why we don't rest and why we need to start doing it. So remember when we were in elementary school and we always, maybe not all the way through elementary school, but at least through like pre-K, I don't even think in kindergarten they take naps anymore, but remember when we used to take naps and you used to fight the nap and it's like, oh, I don't want to take a nap. I want to play some more. I want to go outside. There were so many other things that you would rather be doing than taking a nap. Fast forward 20, 30 years, maybe 40. And now you talking about, girl, I sure do need a nap. I'm about to go take a nap. My mom is so quick to be like, I'm going to go take a nap. I'll be back. We all know what that means. We ain't going to see her no more for the rest of the day. But we started incorporating naps back into our lifestyle. However, we feel guilty. I know when I first started taking naps, I felt guilty because I was like, there's so much that I'm supposed to be doing. There's so much that I should be doing. Look at my to-do list. Who has time to go to sleep for 30 minutes? And then there's the whole argument of you should only take a nap for 30 minutes before 4 o'clock. Don't sleep longer than 90 minutes. It's so many rules to taking a nap now. I'm going to start off by saying, take the nap however you want to take the nap, sis, okay? Take it how you want to take it. But let's talk about our relationship as Black women with rest. We have a problem with it. We feel like it means something about us. And again, a lot of these issues that come up for us about the things that we don't do, or why we're working ourselves into the ground, or why we don't allow ourselves to feel pleasure and go in the direction of having satisfaction in our life, is because it's not something that we've seen. We're just used to watching our moms do whatever it is that she has to do. We saw her rest at night. And sometimes we didn't even see her rest at night because she was still up doing what needed to be being done when we were going to bed. She had to make sure we were good, make sure we had our clothes out for school, and that we had our lunches made, and that we did our chores. And then she still had things that she had to do that had nothing to do with the kids after that. Or, you know, she's got work that still needs to be done. So she's diligently coming home from work, making sure her family's taken care of, or making sure that she's taken care of her partner, and then she's getting to it in the late hours to make sure everything is done. Because isn't that what we would love to see, that everything gets done? Even though that's really fucking with the mind, because nothing will ever be all the way done. There will always be something to do. And so we glorify running ourselves to the ground. We glorify running on fumes, and we wear that as a badge of honor. Girl, I ain't go to sleep till 2 o'clock in the morning, but I got such and such done, or we got this project done. And at no point does someone say, stop doing that, because they've learned, we're sisters in that nature. They've learned the same thing. Our girlfriends have learned the same things that we have. You get in there, and you get it done. But I'm going to tell you what's happening because we're not resting, because you're not resting. You are irritable. You're angry. You have a short fuse. Your mental capacity cannot function at its highest because you're tired. Your body is breaking down. Your health is taking a hit because you're not resting as much as you should be. And I was listening to a TikTok video and it led me down the rabbit hole to Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, who talks about the 7 ways to rest. Just because you're going to sleep at night, and I can attest to this, just because you're going to sleep at night does not mean that you're resting. For me and so many of my clients, going to sleep is literally just us closing our eyes because our minds are racing, thinking about all the things that we should have said in this conversation, or did I do this, or oh my gosh, my to-do list, or all the things we need to do tomorrow. All the worries of the world land on our shoulders the minute our heads hit the pillow and we try to go to sleep, which it doesn't allow us to rest comfortably. We're tossing and turning. We're having these dreams. We're just thinking all throughout the night. And then we wonder when we wake up in the morning, gosh, why am I exhausted? It feels like I never went to sleep, because in reality, you didn't. You didn't. So yes, sleep is an important part of rest, but it's not the only part of rest. And I want to take you through the 7 types of rest and how they're going to benefit you. So we have physical rest. Within physical rest, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith talks about passive and active physical rest. So passive is the sleep, not doing anything. You're sleeping, you're napping, you're resting. Now the active physical rest is massages, going to go get a facial, going to go get your nails done, allowing them to, you know, work on your feet and getting a pedicure, stretching your body, anything that requires to bring your body alive, focus on your body. Then there's mental rest. Mental rest means taking breaks, take a break. We are not as effective as we think we are if we are working from 6 o'clock in the morning on a project till 8 o'clock at night. We're not being productive. And I was reading Thursday is the New Friday, and it is suggested that every 20 minutes, and maybe that's not what you do right now, but every 20 minutes, get up and take a 5-minute break. Because at some point, all that you're pouring into this project, into this studying, into this researching, whatever it is that you're doing, your brain caps out and you're no longer receiving what you think that you're receiving. You're just not. So take breaks. I remember when I was still working at my corporate job, for lunch, I would eat lunch and maybe like an hour or so later, I would go outside and walk around the building maybe 1 or 2 times. My director also was very big on I'm going for my walk. So we would tag team. I would go outside and go for a walk, and then I would let her know when I was inside and she would go outside for a walk. And it was just to get out of the building, to see the sun, to feel the fresh air on my face, to move my body. I needed a break. And so that's what we would do. Even now, I can find myself sitting in front of my computer for a really long time. So I force myself to get up and stretch, or get up and go outside to the mailbox, or go look in my garden, do something, get up and move your body. Then there's sensory rest. So we are in the age of social media and working from home and Zoom meetings. So we are constantly in sensory overload. So to have that sensory rest means to shut off the computer, shut down the phone, take a minute away from everything and allow things to be quiet, where you just sit and maybe you just breathe. You just breathe, right? Or think about, I know sometimes I'll be in crowds and for some reason, everyone's chatter, say I'm in a Starbucks or something like that, I can hear the chatter and I can feel my brain trying to catch every conversation. And I eventually am like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much talking. And I get irritable and frustrated and I just want out of that situation. And the minute that I'm out of that, it is like, oh. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. Because I'm overstimulated. Another example is, especially for us moms, when our kids are constantly touching us, like touching and grabbing and laying, especially when they're younger, it's like, I'm doing this and you're grabbing on me. You want to touch me. You want to kiss me. You want to be held and you want me to, you know, that can be sensory overload where it's like, just give me a minute. Mommy needs to be by herself, not being touched. Just give me a minute and I'll be back in the game. So we need that sensory rest. We need creative rest. That is a moment to indulge maybe the arts or being outside in nature. Just a moment where you're not constantly doing for the purpose of perfection, or I'm doing because I have this deadline. There's no stress behind it. So I always tell people, because this works for me, go sit outside in the sun. And when I go sit outside in the sun, I look at the trees. I watch the trees sway in the wind. I watch the bee go from one flower to the next. I watch the lizard try to sneak into my garage, which it does every year, tries to get in my garage, and I watch it. I go and I pay attention to my surroundings. Maybe you go to a museum and you look at different pictures and you walk around. Maybe you go on a trail. Maybe you get some Play-Doh and you use the little cutouts and you make cookies or you make something, but tapping into that creative mind. And when you tap into that creative mind, a lot of times any areas where you're stumped, maybe at work, you are trying to problem solve and you just keep hitting a wall. That's where your juices are going to flow when you step away from it and go do something. I don't want to say it's mindless, but you go do something that there's no reason for it, but just to enjoy it. Emotional rest. Now, emotional rest is important, especially for us as Black women, because like I said in the beginning, we walk around feeling like it is our job to carry the worries of the world on our shoulders. We show up for everyone. We are constantly problem solving for people. We're doing all the things because that is what we're taught. We are taught that we are the community. We, as we see it, we take care of it, we manage it, and we worry about ourselves last, and we make sure everyone is happy. But emotionally, that can cause you to burn out. It can cause you to burn out. Again, the irritability, the frustration, our health is declining because of it. And you need a safe space to be you, to be the authentic you, to be honest and say, I don't want to do this, or this is what I'm feeling right now. Like in the last episode, being able to tap into your feelings and feel what it is that's going on. The emotional rest is to be able to share them somewhere. So whether that's with a therapist, with a coach, having someone in your support system that will allow you to sit and vent and can hold that space for you, can hold that capacity for you, you deserve that. And it's important. It's important for you to have that safe space. Remember, we talked about safe spaces in episode 1. It allows you to drop your shoulders and get all of that off of your heart. And it makes you that much better for the day to come because you've emptied it all out. And now you have like this free space. I was watching, I may reference TikTok a lot because TikTok has kind of been where my focus is. But I always would say, we need to give from a full cup. You know, I'll even say that it runneth, give from what runs over. Well, I heard a video from a therapist say, we do not want to even give from our cup at all. We want to give from the saucer. So what that looks like is the cup is running over so much that it runneth over onto the saucer. And what we give to others is what is in the saucer. I said, oh, baby. I will be using that because that is so good. I don't want to give from my cup. I don't want my clients to give from the cup. I don't want you to give from your cup anymore. We are giving from the saucer. If there's nothing in the saucer to give, there's nothing to give. So that is that emotional rest, staying away from energy vampires. And you know who the energy vampires are in your life. You know who they are. They literally, when they step into your presence, you can feel it zapped out of you. You feel it. Taking time away from those people. But what we want to do eventually is work away from even associating ourselves with energy vampires, because what that means is we're not properly sticking to our boundaries when it comes to that person. But that's for another episode. And then last but not least is the spiritual rest. So spiritual rest is tapping into the energy and the power of a higher source. So that could be God, that could be the universe, source, ancestors, guides, spirits, whoever it is that you want to release to and ask guidance and help and meditate to. That is where you get your spiritual rest, because ultimately, we don't have to do this all by ourselves. I know we think that we do. We have been taught, we have watched, we have seen that we do. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to deal with it by yourself. You don't have to go through this world and through this life by yourself. There's so many people out here on this side and the other side of the veil that want to see you succeed, and it's not by running yourself into the ground. So you deserve the rest. There's so many benefits. There's so many projects out here. There's so many ways to dig deeper into your purpose in this world when you intentionally rest. You will do so much more for your community. You will do so much more for your family. I know that they try to say that that should be first, family, and, you know, put them on the pedestal and make sure they're good and look out for yourself last, that no one benefits from that. I promise you, I have seen it in real time with myself. I have seen it in real time with my clients. Putting yourself last, no one benefits from it. The vibrancy and the clarity and just the joy and satisfaction and peace that you get from knowing that I will always pick me first, which means everyone that I come in contact with, that I choose to come in contact with, will get the best version of me. I will never have to worry about, did I show up at 100%? Did I have that mask on? Did I do all that I could do? Because when you pour into you, you always know that when you go in these streets that you've done everything that you could, that you showed up at 100%. Because you have everything aligned. You've put all your rest and your rituals and your routines together to do so all the time. You have the support system that's going to hold you down and let you do that. You got to give yourself the permission to tap into these different areas of rest. I know it is going against the grain. I know you've never seen anyone do it. I know. Believe me, I know it's hard when you're the first. But it's imperative that you bring people into your circle that are doing this. One of the books that I listen to, Rest is Resistance, by Trisha Hersey from the Nat Ministry. That book is so good about how it is radical to rest. We deserve to rest. How we are definitely being our ancestors' wildest dreams by resting. How we start stepping out of survival mode when we choose to rest. It's not lazy to rest. It is radical. So that I'm going to stop preaching to you. I'm going to stop preaching to you. But I want you to give yourself the permission. Because I'm giving you the permission. I take my naps. When I'm tired, when my body says I'm tired, I go to sleep. And before I go, think of this relationship with rest as a way to get even more connected with yourself. to know more about what you need. Because the more that you clear that mental fog and questioning yourself and dragging yourself around, the more you get acquainted with yourself, the more you can understand what it is that you want and more what it is that you need and how you need people to show up for you. And you can start asking for those things, because it's like, I never really knew that that's what I wanted. I never really knew that that is something that I needed from someone, or that this wasn't working. All of the things that I share with you is just, it's a deeper way of you connecting with yourself. And when you are connected to yourself, it allows you to trust yourself, and it allows you to show up in this world being vulnerable and being authentic, which is the direct line to freedom. A life of freedom where you do what you want when you want. On that note, if you want to keep the conversation going, if this was so good, if you have questions, if you like, girl, 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 you hit all the right spots with this conversation, head over to www.closetfreechronicles.com/pleasure and reach out to me. And let's keep the conversation going about rest and how you can start incorporating that into your daily routine, because it is a must. It is a must. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.